It's time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. Now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday, everyone. And
it is a good Tuesday.
It is, yeah. A little bit cool, then a little bit hot, and a little bit of snow, and a little bit of rain. And then,
well, you know, I can tell the band has a little more spring in its step playing, and when the weather looks like it's going to finally turn. I know it's going to have a couple cold days, but it's here. The grass is starting to turn green, and it was a pleasure coming in here to see Emily and her new baby.
Little Slater. Slater.
What a cutie. So I know what they've been doing during the COVID, huh? For them. Good for them.
They went to a concert last February in the islands and came back with a extra prize.
There. Well, what a cute little baby he is, Slater. He's 4 months, but it looks like he's 6 months.
Yeah, he's wearing 6 month stuff.
And that was nice.
A surprise. Just like in sports, there's always a surprise.
And you're surprised about what?
I am surprised that we traded Adam Plutko for cash and a bullfrog to be named later.
Are you surprised, really? You know, I was thinking about that. And Adam Plutko was in the hunt to be either in the rotation or the long reliever for our beloved Cleveland Indians. I think they should be called the Cleveland Paupers.
Cleveland what?
Paupers.
Paupers.
Like poor paupers.
Oh, paupers.
Paupers.
P-A-U-P-E-R-S.
Yeah, paupers.
Paupers, okay.
Doesn't come through on
it. It doesn't come through real quite as well with masks.
But, Cash. Well, you know, I don't know what he plays, that Cash guy. There was a Norm Cash at one time. I remember playing. He played for the Detroit Tiger, Norm Cash. I thought maybe.
No, money.
Oh, that kind
of money.
Oh. Yeah.
Not that he was costing a ton. No. He really wasn't costing that much.
They said they didn't have room for him. Basically, they found an opportunity.
He was out of options to go down.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. But with all that he contributed. You know, and I was reading a little bit about in the Monday paper.
Yes.
And they were talking about how Chris Antonelli said, well, he was been so important to us and it made it so much harder to trade him for a bullfrog to be named later. How important he was both in long relief and knowing that he could willing to just step up and do a start when they needed a start so that other pitchers could stay in their rotation.
Yeah. Don't poo-poo the player to be named later. Michael Brantley was a player to be named later in the CC Sabathia trade. So don't poo-poo it.
Well, he was named. He just didn't come till later.
Oh, well, that could be the case. Of course, I don't know who Baltimore could possibly.
Who does Baltimore have that you want?
They're predicted zero chance. Not 1%, not 2%, but zero chance.
So again, I ask my question. So who do you want from Baltimore?
I don't even know who Baltimore has. I've been really remiss on my baseball studies this year.
But you know what? You'll be there when the season starts and we start playing the games.
Yeah.
And we start going up against the different teams as the season starts on Thursday.
Well, don't get me
Thursday?
Wrong. Thursday.
In Detroit.
Detroit at 1:10 p.m. I wish it was at night. I mean, I'd rather have it.
They always do that.
Of course, you know, Thursday, that's Thursday forecast is like, and it can't be much different for Detroit than here. It's like 38 for the high and 19 for the low.
Well, that ought to catch them by surprise coming from Arizona.
I just don't understand it. I mean, I unless you have a dome, why aren't you should be playing L.A.'s or Tampa or someplace.
The reason that it's not fair to those teams that so you're in an open, cold weather and you don't have a dome, so you're being rewarded with more games in the summertime when you can have more kids are out of school and stuff and more people there, of course, it's going to be limited, at least in Ohio here, as to how many people can attend at a time.
About 12,000.
At present time, and it may expand as it goes along. If COVID numbers don't expand, then those numbers may expand as more and more of us get the needle.
You got the needle, didn't you?
I got the first needle. I got another needle coming.
Oh boy!
And we're used to it. We've been married long enough that we know that needle's coming one way or the other.
I'm not going to comment.
I'm safe. My wife doesn't listen to the show.
Oh, I just they can be needlers. Not all. I mean, I shouldn't say that. I'm sure men, we're not perfect either by any stretch of the imagination.
No, no.
Close to being perfect, but not perfect. If I was perfect, I know two people who would find fault. It's my darling wife and my sister Beth.
Yeah.
I could literally climb Mount Everest without an oxygen mask in the fastest speed ever. Put a flag on her and get down. He says, well, couldn't you have done it faster?
Yeah, this is... Oh, you forgot something.
You forgot. Yeah, she would... My sister, especially.
Yeah.
She is just...
Siblings are always rougher, I think.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Not my brothers. My brothers would recognize an achievement, but not her. No, no. I mean, here she was. They won the state championship in basketball with her as the captain of the team in 19... I don't know when it was. It was a while back. A
couple of years.
And she won the state champion in softball as the captain of her team. And I thought that was quite an accomplishment. It is. Mm-hmm. Two state champions, two different sports in 1 year.
Right, right.
But if I did it, she said, why couldn't you have done it in tennis? Well, I don't play the game of tennis. But anyway, you had no side effects?
No.
Other than, twitching a little bit.
Twitching a little bit. No, I wasn't twitching.
No. I was just
twitching when Bill said,
get your shot because I've had both. Because I am a captain of a nuclear-powered
pontoon,
to the defense of this country and state. You don't see any terrorists around Portage Lakes, do you?
You do not.
All right. And so I had no side effects.
It reminds me of the old scout thing when guys banging a stick around. Says, what are you doing? Says, I'm hitting my elephant stick. He says, what's it do? Says, it keeps elephants away. He says, there's not an elephant within 100 miles of here. See, it works.
Well, there may be. I think the Cleveland Zoo has an elephant. But that elephant's well contained.
It is.
Right. Not here at the Akron Zoo. I don't think they have an elephant.
I don't think they do.
No. It's been a while since
I've all been. Kinds of things. I've been there, and they have all kinds of things. I don't think they have an elephant.
Don't they have a camel?
I don't know. I forgot.
You know, there's a place down, near Sugar Creek, I think. It's a open animal farm, a zoo. It's got camels and cows and deers and goats and all kinds of different animals. And you just drive through and they come right up to a moose. And they come right up to your window looking for the food that you buy when you enter the park there.
Right.
And horses, lots of horses.
Lots of horses. Now, you know, out towards Youngstown, they have like a safari preserve type thing.
Oh, do they?
Where you can drive through like that. And,
And I know they had one that had a disastrous fire up close to Cedar Point. Too. But anyway, no elephants.
No elephants.
Elephants are hard maintenance. I mean, come on. I don't think they like the cold. They don't have...
No, yeah.
I don't know if that's why maybe we don't might only have
it. The giraffes don't like it either, you know.
Oh, well, they're from Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
Or in the case
of... The Serengeti.
The Serengeti. Yeah. Mighty Nile. All those big rivers. Anyway, where were we?
I have no idea. just north of the Serengeti, yeah.
Well, we're talking about the Indians, and somehow we got on.
You were talking about Adam Plutko.
Oh, Adam Plutko, and we ended up about elephants. And
I thought the old adage was you could never have enough pitching.
Yeah, but we do have a lots of young. We're young. Young. That's all you hear. Young, 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 young.
Yeah,
young.
We're going young.
We're going young and cheap.
And cheap, yes.
And very cheap.
But Adam Plutko really wasn't costing them anything.
He wasn't. But they had Tristan McKenzie. They have, what's Long, and they have Cal Quantrill, and they have a whole bunch of on the bubble type. Tristan, like Tristan McKenzie, I think will make the rotation, but and he was out of options, meaning that they couldn't put him down to Columbus, or he could have been picked up by another team.
Just like if they released him on options and somebody else picked him up, then they didn't have a stab at him.
Yeah. Another surprise, too, is that Jake Bauer was named the first baseman, starting first baseman. And they sent down Bobby Bradley Jr., which I thought he was having a really good spring.
He was.
And they sent him down. Not a surprise that Bradley Zimmer, who just a few years ago was going to be the next Grady Sizemore, a really good, productive center fielder. Well, he did act like Grady Sizemore, and that's probably why he's not with the team. He's 26, 27 years old, and to us, that's not too old, But in baseball terms, he's supposed to be in his prime. And we got a guy named Ben Gammel, who I've never heard of, who's going to be our center fielder, along with Ahmed Rosario. And believe me, I'm a diehard Indians fan, or whatever they're going to be. The Paupers.
The Paupers, yeah.
The Paupers. Yeah. And I look forward to getting into the baseball group, a whole 162 season. Have an opportunity now to go to the games. I'll probably wait until May. It gets a little warmer since I can't buy a ticket for the home opener. With only 12,000, obviously, the season ticket holders are people with packages, which I didn't buy, not knowing what was going to happen. We'll get priority over people buying single tickets. But we'll see how they compete. I was interested in the predictions of the Beacon Journal staff, if you want to go over that.
Let's do that.
All right. Well, Ryan Lewis, I'll stay him for last because he is the beat writer. Scott Fagerstorm. I got to be careful on that one.
You do.
Yeah. Scott Fagerstorm. I hope I pronounced that right. I don't mean any offense. Believe me, it's a tough name. Anyway, Indians record 84-78 is his prediction. So that's about
84,
84. Second in the Central. American League East, the Yankees will win. In the Central, the White Sox, which you didn't think were that great, but they are a very, very good team. And West, the Athletics, Oakland Athletics, which is a sort of a low-budget team, but they have some good players. Wild card, the Cheaters, also known as the Astros. Now, this could be interesting.
They had no really ill effects from what they did they?
No. Well, they'll see. They were pretty much in their division last year. Once they get out of their division, we'll see how the reaction is. But a year's calmed a lot of the passions are down. This was the team that used banging on the garbage cans and spying on the bullpen to tell everybody what the next pitch was going to be. And in baseball, that's like gold.
Yeah.
And somehow communicated it through the banging of the trash can or buzzing a uniform. Allegedly. But anyway, there was no other than top management being given the boot. Nobody on the team did.
Yeah, because they were given immunity to testify.
Yeah. And so
to say that, well, yeah, we did that. This is how it worked.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Scott says the wild card teams were the Astros and the Blue Jays. The champion of the American League will be the Yankees. The most valuable player, and it's no surprise, Mike Trout. What a tremendous player. He's not a bad team, but he's all what they call a five-tool player.
Yeah.
Cy Young Award, Gerrit Cole. Manager, Bob Melvin. He's from Oakland. Rookie, Randy Arozarena. I don't know who he is. National League. In the East.
He's a rookie.
He is a rookie. I just said that. You should make some coffee for yourself. You know that. I mean, I miss your coffee.
Yeah,
I just can't drink it because of the stupid mask I'm wearing.
Get your straw.
I wish you would put plexiglass. Why didn't you get plexiglass and put it up here? Yeah. Put that in your budget.
Yeah, yeah. I have to get a budget so I can add it to my budget.
If we had plexiglass, I could drink my coffee and take this stupid mask off. It's not stupid. I shouldn't say
no, it isn't stupid.
It's essential right now, even though I'm vaccinated.
All that theater there, yeah.
Where was I? You get me off.
Rookie of the year.
National League. East, the Braves. Okay. Oh, that's right. You're right. I did say that.
Yeah.
Randy Arozarena. I don't even know who he's playing for. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do not know.
So, anyway, National League, the East, the Atlanta Braves. My nephew's favorite team. He's from down there.
Yeah.
Yes. Central Division, the Brewers of Milwaukee. The West, LA Dodgers. Wild card, the Padres. Wild card, the Mets. The champion of the National League, according to Scott, is the Padres, which has they got a good team. They mean,
wow.
Excellent team.
They've dumped a lot of money into it that they don't usually do.
Tremendous. Well, they got new owners.
Yeah.
And San Diego isn't a huge market.
It is not. Usually they...
I'm going to go off on a tangent here. I'm sick and tired. I mean, I know the Dolans are good people. I know they are. But if you can't afford to lose money, you shouldn't be in it. You got to spend money to make money.
They spent all their money basically buying the team.
They did. I mean, their asset is the team.
Is the team.
So I know they lost a lot of money, but
they lost a lot last year because of no attendance.
No attendance.
And that's what hence happens with Adam Plutko and Carlos Carrasco and several of these other players.
We've talked about this ad nauseum.
Yes.
Since this is our 14th season, we've had a lot of experience in this. But we basically are the farm team for the big markets.
Yes.
The New Yorks, the Chicagos, the LAs.
We get them ready for prime time and then...
You name them. Philadelphia. I mean, all our players eventually, the really, really, really good ones that we have developed are gone after 4 or 5 years when the free agency... You think we're going to be able to keep Shane Bieber when he's eligible?
No.
Even though he wants an extension, they're not giving it to him.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just so frustrating as a fan that we have an owner without the assets to take on some losses. Yeah. Look at the guy who owns the Cavs. Now, he's a multi-billionaire.
He is.
He owns... Quicken Loans and Rocket
and
Mortgage.
And two or three casinos, yeah.
I mean, he's loaded. And, my gosh, they can sit on an Andre Drummond, who makes $28 million and not flinch.
Did they even release him yet?
No.
So they're not, the trade lane's come and gone.
I mean.
Why isn't he on that court?
So you just wonder, why can't we have an owner like that? I don't care if I lose $28 million. That's almost our entire budget for the Indians. It's right around 40 or 50.
Yeah.
They slashed over $90 million off their roster salaries.
And we weren't the highest to begin with.
No.
We were near the highest.
But it gets, we're small market. We're, we're developing, and we develop in players and get them going. Frankie Lindor should have been an Indian until the day he retired.
Yes.
But we can't afford him.
So who's the face of the organization right
Bieber.
Now? Bieber.
Yes. The pitcher. Maybe Jose Ramirez. I mean, that's...
He's the only everyday guy out there. People know who he is. He's a perennial runner-up for the MVP.
Yeah. Good player.
Oh, absolutely.
Really good player. That's it. I'm trying to think. He may be the most senior Indian now. I'm just trying to think. Carlos Carrasco.
When do we lose him? At least he hits the ball.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's just... They talked about how Indians have lost money, big money, but the team's worth over $1 billion. It's worth about $1.2 billion. There's got to be billionaires out there who would love to have a major league team. Who could afford to lose $100 million a year or $50 million? It's just chump change
to
them.
Yeah.
But no, we got a guy. I mean, I'm not saying they're bad people. They just don't have the resources. And I guess if you don't have the resources to put a stellar team out there, why have it?
Right.
Make your $1 billion. You can probably survive the rest of your life, your family's life, your family's
with
your,
with $1 billion, yeah.
$1 billion and
use it as an investment. Now sell it, and right now seems to be the time that people are buying.
Yeah.
There was a time. Not many years ago, you couldn't give a team away. You know, all the rich people didn't want that, and the Disney bought it, then they couldn't wait to get rid of the Angels in the outfield, mm-hmm. They bought a hockey team, the Mighty Ducks, and they couldn't wait to get rid of them.
The Chicago Tribune bought the White Sox, I think, at one time, but now they're an investment, and... even with some attendance, it's not going to be the 2 or 3 million that they're used to getting. I mean, it's just going to, if they're lucky to get a million, if the season.
Yes.
And their number one attraction, the Yankees, are coming in April.
Yeah. And that's when they usually fill up the place. You
yeah.
know?
So.
If nothing else, with Yankee fans.
I just.
They can come here, have a hotel room, come to 2 or 3 ball games, eat out, and drive back for less than what they can attend game.
Yeah,
Ruth built.
I was there. Well, he didn't build this one. The new Yankees. Maybe it was Ruth Jr. But anyway, we haven't even got through Scott yet. And I just, it's so frustrating that we can't go out and get a premier. Player, and we just and thank goodness we do have Terry Francona. Whatever we can get out of these players, he'll get out.
He'll get out of them.
But the rumor is too that based on his health, he just wants to get this team going this year, and after this year, he may retire. And I mean that's a rumor. I mean I just heard that on sports radio, and that would be surprising to a lot of people in baseball if it sticks around after this year. And, of course, you hand it off to Sandy Alomar.
I would hope so.
I would hope so, too. I mean, Sandy Alomar's heir apparent to Terry Francona.
He didn't even get any solid interviews, did he, in the offseason?
He got a couple. He didn't even go. He didn't want to leave.
Okay.
He really didn't. I think he knows he's the next guy.
Okay.
I mean... read between the tea leaves here, and I think he knows that this is the place I'm comfortable in. I got this job. Once Terry hangs it up, I don't need the money. I've made plenty during my playing days, and he's a good man. Sandy Alomar is a good man, and I just think that some people don't necessarily chase the dollars, and it would be... ultra surprising to me that if Terry Francona does retire, I mean, his health is questionable.
Yeah.
I mean, he had staph infections. His knee's not great. He had blood clots.
Heart issues.
I mean, We don't know if he'll finish the season even, but we hope so. And Sandy Alomar would be the guy, but and maybe he's developing this team to, you know, pass it on to Sandy, but my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
We don't have anybody that, you're right, the face of this franchise was Frankie Lindor.
Yes, it was.
It was. And Shane Bieber's a heck of a pitcher.
And he is.
Yeah, but usually a pitcher is not the face of the franchise.
It is not, because he's only out there every 5 days.
Yeah, and so Jose Ramirez, nice. Doesn't he's
interesting hair, you know, for a bobblehead doll. But
I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to get excited about the team's prospects. I'm excited about the season starting because I love watching baseball. And I'll root for him, but it's just so frustrating. Like I said, how many times have I said it?
Lots. And rightly so.
That, All right.
Next.
Well, I haven't done this. I'm still on Scott.
Oh, we're still on Scott. Okay. Yeah.
Chance Padres, MVP, Juan Soto, Cy Young, Jacob DeGrom from the Mets. Manager, Craig Counsell. Rookie, one of your favorites.
Yeah.
Sixto Sanchez.
Sixto.
Sixto. Sixto. He's got six toes.
He's got six toes.
Yes.
On both feet?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, he's got 12 on one and none on the other.
Wow.
And that's pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. He stands up with that.
And his prediction, Scott Fagerstrom, says the World Series victor will be the Padres of San Diego.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
Okay.
Well, the Dodgers.
With all the money the Dodgers have put into that? The
Padres have spent tons of money. I mean, jeez. All right. Marla Rittenhour.
Okay.
She's been on our show a couple times. Her prediction for the Indians is 85 and 77. You know, about a little over 500.
All right.
Third in the Central. The American League East, the Yankees. In the Central, the White Sox. In the West, the Athletics. They must be really good. I have not even, you know, I watched the power ratings on baseball at all. So I've not done my due diligence. Wild cards, the Rays, another look, but they've lost a lot of talent through free agency. The other wild card is the Twins. You don't see the Indians being mentioned so far, have you?
No.
As a wild card. The championship of the Central will be the White Sox. Oh, I'm sorry, the White Sox for the... She's predicting the White Sox to be the American League pennant winner.
Okay.
Most valuable player is Jose Abreu. You can't bet against that guy. He's really good. Cy Young, Gerrit Cole. Manager, Rocco Baldelli. Where's Rocco from? Rocco Baldelli. I have forgot. But he's good.
Okay.
Wherever he is, he's a good manager.
I don't know.
Not I think really. He's Chicago White Sox manager.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, yes.
The new Chicago White Sox.
The new Chicago. The rookie.
Next year, it'll be the next new Chicago White Sox.
The rookie of the year, Randy Arozarena. The same guy that Scott picked.
Okay.
National League. National League East, the Braves. Wow, they must be really good. The Central, the Cardinals. West, the Dodgers. Wild card, the Padres. Wild card, the Mets. Champion of the National League will be the L.A. Dodgers. The most valuable player will be Juan Soto. Cy Young will be Hugh Darvish of the San Diego Padres.
Okay.
Manager, Luis Rojas. Rookie, Sixto Sanchez. And the World Series victor will be the L.A. Dodgers. And finally, Ryan Lewis, our beat writer. The guy who covers the team for the Akron Beacon Journal. And is a very good baseball writer. Too bad he doesn't have the same access that his predecessor
right.
had.
Right, yes.
Good old, you know.
Sheldon.
Who was
Sheldon the, Oker?
Sheldon Oker, yeah. How soon you forget, huh?
Why I didn't forget.
I did. Who are you, by the way? No, I
That I can't tell you. And don't ask me what I have for breakfast.
All right. I had toast.
Did you?
Toast and coffee. That's what I have every morning.
Toast and coffee. Toast that way if somebody asks you, what did you have for breakfast? You had toast and coffee.
No, my toast and coffee. I love my toast and coffee.
Okay.
A little bit of Smart Balance on it, a little bit of peanut butter and on one, and a little bit of jelly on the other.
Okay.
And my coffee.
And your coffee.
With a touch of International Delight French vanilla.
Oh, okay. Cream.
That's it.
I'm usually here, so.
That's my breakfast.
No toast here.
No toast. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
You're ready. Ryan Lewis, American League, Indians record, 85 and 77.
Well, they're all pretty consistent with that, aren't they?
There's not a wild difference there. East, Yankees. They all predicted the Yankees in winning the East. The Central, he's predicting the Twins.
I wonder why the White Sox got such a boost over the Twins.
Well, he's the guy I would rely on the most since he's the baseball
more.
Guy.
Yes,
yeah,
he.
He's a, they got a very good team, excellent team. He's predicting in the West the Astros, the cheaters.
The cheaters.
The cheaters.
Which would only go to show you they didn't have to cheat.
Yeah, I know. And a wild card, the Blue Jays. That's a surprise. That really is.
Yeah, they're playing down in Florida.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Aren't they going to move back to Buffalo?
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're Buffalo. Yeah, they're not allowed to be in Toronto.
Yeah. Oh, I tell you, my cousin is who's going to retire finally on June 23rd after 47 years in the police department.
Okay. Is he sticking with the sports?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I just heard from my other cousin that he's retiring. So I got to give him a call. But the border's still closed.
Yes.
You can't get up. I mean, it's April 23rd. They say they're going to extend it another month or two. And they're not getting the shots like we are. I mean, we're fortunate that it's rolling out 2.5 million
they didn't have quite the infections we had either.
No. So... anyway,
plus it's hard to, you know, take that the medicine out by dog sled, you know.
Yeah, it's a little warmer up
hard
there
to
now.
Deliver.
Climate change has affected a little bit, you know. It's yeah, but normally you don't have to worry about storing it 90 below zero.
Yeah,
you stick it outside.
Yeah.
Up there in the Yukon, it's a pretty country, by the way, the Yukon.
It is.
Yeah,
and if you like snow.
Well, we were there over the 4th of July about 6 years ago. No, longer than that. It's very nice up there. I can't believe how many mosquitoes, though, there is.
Huh.
Yeah. They all wear those red vests, too. They're very
very sharp dressers, are they?
Yeah. Hey, when they bite you. Hey, it tastes good. All right. You ready?
Yep.
All right. You've been ready. Okay. Indians, 85-77. Third in the Central, East, Yankees. I already said all this. The champs of the American League will be the New York Yankees, according to Ryan Lewis. MVP, Mike Trout. That's not a hard one to pick. I pick Mike Trout.
He's the all-around best player.
Cy Young, Gerrit Cole. I'm not too familiar with Gerrit Cole. Where's he pitch?
I don't know.
Boy, we are right on top of it, aren't we?
No, I mean, there's all names that we recognize. But
I recognize the name. And he makes good slaw.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Cole makes good slaw?
So, manager Charlie Montoyo, rookie Jared Kelnick. So he didn't pick Randy Arozarena.
He did not.
So. National League East, the Mets. Central, the Brewers. West, the Dodgers wild card, the Padres, and the wild card another is the Braves. So looks like the Dodgers and the Padres will be duking it out in the West and for the National League pennant. The champs, though, according to him, will be the Dodgers. Most valuable player, Mookie Betts, who's with the Dodgers. Cy Young, Jacob DeGrom. Manager, Brian Striker. What's the baby's name, isn't it? Striker?
No. Slater.
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 I get things mixed up. I'm sorry. I do. And rookie, K. Brian Hayes. And he's picking the Dodgers. So two out of three pick the Dodgers. I guess the Dodgers are the team to beat. Nowhere do we see the Poppers, I mean the Indians, in any projection of wild card and because you know what? We do have good pitching, which is why I think they're predicting slightly over 500. But I'm just trying to think who would scare me in that lineup. Reyes, if he's... He did hit 50 home runs in San Diego. Was it 50? Yeah. No, it was 30. 35. Mm-hmm. Something like that. He hit a lot of home runs. So but he didn't show me anything last year, really. No. He was very streaky. He had a good spring.
But spring doesn't really count for anything.
No, Jose Rosario has, even though you don't think too much of him, he does have pop in his bat. At least against us he did when he was
against us he did, yeah.
Jake Bauer didn't play at all last year in the majors. He was in the reserve or whatever camp, off-site camp.
Yeah.
Cesar Hernandez had a really good season for us last year. He'll play second. Oh, the shortstop, his name escapes me right now. He had a decent year with San Diego last year, but I don't expect him to be able to replace Frankie Lindor. Lindor didn't have a horrible season. It was certainly subpar for him.
He ended up okay, but most of his season was absolutely nothing. And you'd think if he, coming up on trade and up on his last year of contract, it should have been a big year for him. And he just couldn't get his head wrapped around that shortened season, I think. A lot of players were like that. A lot of players that normally play better just couldn't pull it together last year.
Well, spring training is usually the time to hone in your batting skills, catch your timing. And, that's what baseball is timing. Swing the bat and hit the ball.
Yeah.
It takes a keen eye and timing to go from a 100-mile-an-hour fastball to a 80-mile-an-hour the next pitch changeup. I mean, it takes time. And they really didn't have sufficient competition in spring or the summer camp to hone their skills. So I really, 2020 was an aberration in many, many respects.
Yes.
So I simply Ben Gamel will be our center field, it looks like, and... let me try to find the. What's his? I know his. Zimmer went down.
Yeah, Zimmer went down, and he's a guy that just explodes on AAA.
Yeah.
And bring it up here, and I don't know whether he just doesn't get enough playing time to get comfortable or what. He's very fast. You walk him, it's like a double or triple, because he has that kind of speed, but it just doesn't matter because he can't stay healthy because he tries too hard. I guess you can say that.
Well,
he never gets that bat going that he gets in the minor league. He can't carry that minor league bat up to the major league.
The 4A player, as Tim Davis would say, and I would happen to agree with that. We got Naylor, Josh Naylor. He'll play more than likely right, Rosario in left, and a combination of Gamel and some other ones to play center. I mean, hopefully Josh Naylor will pick up he was the only star really in the playoffs, which we didn't last very long in that one. I guess Shane Bieber really has taken that hard. I mean, he has taken that hard, and it took a lot of coaching.
It wasn't just him.
I understand that, but he was...
We didn't have a single pitcher that held their own in the playoffs. They did so well to get us there throughout the whole season. Even when our batting wasn't. And then we got to the playoffs, and nothing out of our pitchers.
No.
And it can't say their arms are all that tired. They pitched...
60 games.
Yeah, it wasn't even half a season.
We got some oldies but goodies back on pitching. We've got... Oh, my goodness, Bugs Bunny has joined us.
Yeah.
Bugs! Is he playing?
I hope not. I hope not. He's a Brooklyn guy. He always calls on Monday, doesn't he? Always Bugs calls on Bunny. Monday.
There he goes!
Hey, he's back again. Just about time to go out, yeah.
Well, I don't mind. I really don't, you know.
You know, it's up, Doc.
Sometimes we are Looney Tunes ourselves. So, anyway, I'm just trying to think. I can't remember who our shortstop is. That just tells you how much I have been following. I know it's one of the guys we got from San Diego. And Ahmad Rosario and him were the guys in contention. So we got Hugh Chang, who will be a utility. I think Ahmad Rosario could be mostly starting at short. And we got Jose Ramirez at third and Perez at catcher. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, if we catch fire.
Right, but again, as you said, who in that lineup scares you?
If Reyes can find his bat in the American League, he would scare me a little bit. They'll pitch around him. Jose Ramirez is a proven commodity, but he's very streaky. I mean,
right.
He'll bet 600 for 2 weeks and 100 for a month. I mean, it's just an average 300. I mean, it's just the way he is. Josh Naylor showed some potential during the playoffs.
That'll get you fired.
Yeah, potentially get you fired. Jake Bowers, we don't know. Cesar Hernandez is a good journeyman second baseman. Rosario could give... But, you know, it's nobody's going to scare us.
No.
Be scared of us, really.
Because if you got one guy or two, especially if they're not back-to-back, you just walk around them.
So that's it. I mean, Brian Shaw's back.
He made the team.
He was a workhorse during the World Series season that we had. Didn't win it, but he went to Colorado and was just fell flat on his face there. And he was basically cut last year, but worked on his fundamentals. And we brought him back. Oliver Perez is back after being basically not his contract picked up. But he made the team, so we got this is his 19th season. In baseball.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did not realize that.
Well, yeah. So it's going to be, I look forward to seeing Karinchak. I don't know. I mean, they say Nick Wickren could be the closer with Karinchak and Emmanuel Clase, who's the guy we got for Corey Kluber, but was out last year because of using enhancement drugs.
Yes. Yes.
So, we'll see on that.
He gets to start the season? His suspension is completely over.
Yeah.
All right.
So we have basically a combination of really young players, especially pitching, and some journeymen. I hope Jake Bowers can live up to his potential. So Naylor and... But Oscar Mercado... another major disappointment after
his
rookie year of 2019.
Yeah.
And Bradley Zimmer just doesn't seem to have...
But wasn't he having a decent spring?
He did.
He did, but he didn't make the team.
But
he has options. You know, when you have options, that means that you have less option to stay sometimes.
Yeah. what we mean by options is a minor league player or a player in the major league has so many options the team can utilize to send them down to the minor leagues. After so many, and I can't tell you how many, times they've been sent down, they can't be sent down anymore. Or if they are, they're open to being picked off by another team.
But you have to put them on. Don't you have to put them on your 40-man roster if you pick them up?
Yes.
Yeah, you have to put them on your 40-man roster.
Yeah. No. But if they don't, if they don't clear waivers, then another team can. I mean, they can. A team can claim Jake. Let's say they option Jake Bowers in the minor leagues, and another team can pick him up, and they have no. They don't get anything for him. Nothing.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Nothing. And that was what we were facing with, in their estimation, with Adam Plutko. So.
Well, so what did they get for him?
They got the guy.
A bullfrog to be named later.
They got cash.
Cash or. I thought it was cash and.
Cash and.
But last I heard it was cash or.
It could have been cash.
The Monday's paper. Yeah, before it was cash and is what I first read. And then in Monday's paper, it kind of came across as a cash or. I said, really? So we'll get cash or a bullfrog. You know, and
well, Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Yeah, well, he was a mighty good friend of mine too. But
let's see. Here we go. Plutko posted blah blah blah. Yeah, what did they get for him?
Nothing yet.
A player to be named later. Or
cash. See, originally when the trade came out, it was cash. The word got out that it was cash and a player to be named.
Well,
later.
We need the money. We'll probably get the cash. Show me the money. How much money really is Adam Plutko worth? I mean, come on. Maybe $100,000 they'll get.
And that's now. What did they save from trading him? Not that much.
No.
They just made their decisions easier on the guys that they had that were also either wanted or were out of options. You know, they just made it easier to choose who was going to be out there. I don't know. To me, I find that part frustrating because ever since the Atlanta was the quote-unquote team to beat, you know, they had all that great pitching, and the old adage was you can never have too much pitching, but our adage is now you can never give up too much pitching, and if you get something for it, I mean look at Carlos Carrasco. Looks like he's not doing well right now, and
was he hurt or is this
he was hurt? Yeah, he was having hamstring issues, so you know maybe that was a smart thing. I just didn't see that happening when they, you know, to trade Frankie and Cookie at the same time. It kind of threw me off.
Well, it didn't throw me off. Carrasco was making $12 million.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Well,
there you go.
I now understand that one.
Yeah.
But Plutko wasn't. Plutko wasn't making that much.
He had me making less than a mil.
Yeah.
Well, to us, it's a fortune, but it's to baseball, it's nothing. I don't know. The Bieber is going to anchor our starting pitching, and then we have Tristan McKenzie and the rest of the lot there that we shall see how they do.
Yes.
And Bieber had a pretty good spring. He had a couple hiccups there, but that's what you work out your hiccups.
Right. And not only that, sometimes you're working on a particular pitch or something that somebody can really whack out, you know, but you're working on it. You know, spring really isn't about winning all the games. If it is, you're selling season tickets. Yeah. You're selling tickets. And the fact is, nobody around here is selling that many tickets because of state mandates. And a lot of states still have your state mandates to a certain level. You know, there are some that they have no mandates. It's a free-for-all.
Yeah, Texas.
Texas, Florida.
I think most of the southern states now are...
Most of the southern states, you're right, are...
Arizona, too. It was a hotbed of... I mean, Dr. Fauci says, it's not over, folks. Come on. I mean, we're there. We see the end of the light at the end of the tunnel. Come on, that's. But I don't know.
But by doing this, you make that end of the tunnel grow away from you.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, that's our season coming up here. We have Jordan Luplow. Jordan Luplow. He's a scary guy. and I don't know. Just trying to think anything else of interest that we could tell our fans out there that they'll be on the lookout. But
I just think tune in. And try to enjoy the game as much as you can. You have the great Tom Hamilton on the radio, and you got Rick Manning still on the television, I think. And
yeah, as far as we know.
As far as we know.
Again, we'll find out whether they're going to travel with the team when they go away, or they're going.
You lose so much by not. I mean, there's a lot you can still do without being there, but there's so much you can't do. You know, the thing with Tom Hamilton, and he gets down and has these, you know, these moments with the players and such. You can't Zoom and get the connection that you get in private conversations that Tom can pull up later on when they're doing that and he's doing the broadcast. It just doesn't work that way, you know. But that's still the protocol, and I understand the protocol. I do understand it. Not to let them travel with the team. Wow, that.
Well, I think not only in sports but in business in general, the pandemic has brought changes that probably will never be fully taken away, like people going to offices now and working.
Right.
You don't have the overhead now of an office. You just need a good Wi-Fi connection with an Ether network.
I think that's one of the changes we're going to see that are going to stick in a lot of places, because it is got to be less expensive, and less expensive on your insurance and all kinds of things as far as, you know, property liability and such, you know, because you don't have all those people driving in and things like that. And the same with it's.
But the ripple effect is, if I certainly wouldn't want to be a guy holding a lot of office building property.
Yeah.
And it's just as productive, they say, to work out of home that it is. If it wasn't, they would be all coming back.
One study finds that people actually work more hours when they're working from home than when they're at the office.
Well, you take in the time of just getting ready, you know, showering and shaving and
driving in.
And, you know, there's an hour or two there. So people say, well, gee, I can use that to be productive at work. I think. I don't know. I never had the opportunity to work out of home, so it's hard to. But you could negotiate a contract, I guess, over Zoom. It's not the same. I mean, no. I think you open yourself up to a lot more, what I call bully talk. You know, sometimes these negotiations are a pee contest. And I don't.
Yeah,
putting it that way.
Nicely, yes.
So, anyway, we do have baseball starting, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful we have a team. I really, really am, and I don't want to complain too much because it could be worse. We could possibly lose this team with somebody with big bucks in San Antonio and just say, "I'll give you $3 billion for it and move it." I mean. It's always in the back of my mind. It happened with the Browns. It could happen with any major team. Because you know what? Money does talk. It really, really talks. And so whatever it is, most publications that I've read have the Indians at 500 or more, which is good competitive baseball. And it's because of our pitching.
Well, think about it. Wasn't that long ago we said, man, if we could only be 500 season would be great.
Yeah. I mean, back when...
In the 70s and back in the 80s.
Yeah, well, 07 we had a good year. But, you know, 08, 09 before, who was the manager before Terry Francona?
Wedge?
Wedge, and there was a guy right after Wedge, and I can't remember his
name. Wedge isn't even coaching anymore, is he? He went out to Seattle, and he's gone.
You know, he went out there, and he just got tired of the game. basically he made enough money over his time as manager to say sayonara. It's a grueling job. 162 yeah. games, that's just the tip of the iceberg there.
That's just game day, yeah.
That's just game day. You got spring training, you got draft, you got player development, all this stuff. And it just wears on people. But Terry Francona is a lifer. Yes. So it would surprise me a little bit that he decides to go out. But, you know, your health is everything.
I mean, it is. And we didn't know if he would come back from last year. No. And I'm sure there were many points he didn't know for sure. I don't think we knew until winter meetings that he was actually planning on coming back.
Yeah. Then he got the staph infection. He had to get a port put in him to pour in the antibiotics. The poor guy's gone through the mill health-wise.
He has, yeah.
So I just wish he could pull it off somehow. Pull up, upset, and it would be marvelous if somehow we make the playoffs, I'll be as happy as a clam. Of course, I always question, how happy is a clam?
You ever seen a clam smile?
Well, that's what they call him, happy as a clam, because they smile.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, my clams I see are always pretty tight-lipped. Well, not going to tell you anything.
Well, why does it, that's, I guess, an assignment I can take on. Why is the saying happy as a clam? Because it's certainly, they don't live a great life.
No.
And they get caught and eaten. I mean, clam chowder. I don't think that clam in that chowder is very happy. I am, because I love it. How about as happy as a lark?
Happy as a lark. I thought lark was a cigarette.
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
Yeah, lark
cigarettes. No, I think it's a bird.
It's a bird. Yeah, oh, okay.
It's a bird. Happy as a lark. Happy as a clam.
Are birds happy? I mean, outside of when they got starring roles in Hitchcock's movies?
I don't know. It's a tough life being a bird.
It is.
I mean, you got to fly all over the place. A hawk's out there, eagles out there. Got to find a nest. Got to find a mate. This is a funny story. We got this little finch that's building a nest by our door, but it sees its reflection on the brass doorknob and comes on it and pecks at it for hours. Peck, 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 peck. I said, "We got to do something." Oh no, he's my friend. My wife says. He's your friend? Yeah. So we got a bird that peck, 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 pecks on the front storm door every single day. That's excitement.
Put some sticky stuff on there or something so it doesn't reflect as well.
Well, I...
Nancy won't tell.
I was going to put a shoe or something on it. So, well, I'm ready. I'm ready for baseball. And let the chips fall where they may. The Cavs are going nowhere. I wish somebody pay me $28 million
to sit on a bench.
Yeah, I could really sit on a bench for
$28 million. You know, we'll do it together and we'll split it, and we'll get $14 million. You know,
we would be really good bench guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess that's what happens when you're 7 feet tall and fairly talented. I guess people pick you up, and then, well, we can't use you. Here's $28 million for doing nothing. Is it time?
It's time.
It's almost Easter, isn't it? Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, everyone. Well,
this is kind of Easter punch.
This will repeat on Easter. Right. How's that?
All right. When Jack Rabbit graduated from medical school, his chosen specialty was anesthesiology because he wanted to be an ether bunny.
Ether bunny.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I didn't know how you were going to get Easter in there. But we will get Easter in there, and we're going to go get ready to go hide our eggs.
Did you like that one?
I did.
All right.
Ether bunny,
I can't tell sometimes.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's hard to tell. We'll be back next week with baseball started. Yay! And have a few games under our belt. We come back next week for Sports Sidebar.
Bye.